Hello there, this is Peter from Born Again Christians. I want to share with you this 90-day chronological Bible reading plan. And I want to read just a couple of scriptures, one from Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and it says, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." The 90-day chronological Bible reading plan is an experience in the Word of God over 3 months of the year. And this could be a challenge, but I want to make this and make it a habit in your lives, not just for 3 months, but for years to come. As Christians, we read, we need to be daily in the Word of God, the Bible. It is God's communication to us. And if we refuse to accept the Bible as God's Word, we are in trouble. Defying Him. As we read in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, Paul says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works." As we go back in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, here we read, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And this passage here is where the first time where Satan tries to tempt Jesus. It is interesting, the word here in the Greek is rhema, which is said or spoken, and it implies this is the words that God speaks. You will hear of the word, the Greek word logos, that implies the whole Bible itself. But this word rhema, it is actually God speaks. That's which is being uttered by the living voice of God through the scriptures. And the same word here, the word rhema, is used in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. And it says this, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." This is exactly what Jesus did when Satan tried to tempt him with turning stones into bread, because Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and was probably pretty starving. But this is where Jesus used the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. And he quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3, "But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." And after this, Satan kind of gives up. Then he takes Jesus to this holy city to continue to tempt him. But as you see, as you carry on in the chapter, Jesus quotes scriptures to defeat Satan. So, to make this 90-day Bible reading plan, to make it beneficial, I want to give you some ideas and some tips, and you can have this on the PDF file that I posted. You can print that off. If you're someone that is like me that uses the yearly chronological plan, the yearly daily Bible reading plan, today you will be starting to read through the New Testament, which is pretty amazing. So let's start. Let's make this point. To start, it's important to pray, to get right with God and ask Him to speak to you. The Lord's Prayer is best in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, if you're not confident in prayer, but ask God to help you to open your eyes to Him speaking to you. And also, the other point is to read your daily amount. To read this daily amount, it's going to take you 45 minutes to an hour to read. If you're a fast reader, you could probably do it in half an hour. But this isn't, even a half an hour to 45 minutes an hour, it isn't that long. And it's amazing to be hearing God talk to you. Another point, when doing this plan, it is mainly really just for reading. It's really for soaking in God's word as you're reading it. It's not really a study to study it. It's just to read it, to soak it, to meditate. And this 45 to 1 hour of reading, maybe sometimes to 10 to 15 chapters, is just to soak it in, just to meditate. It's not to be in-depth study. Also, have a pen and paper with you, or if you have a wide margin Bible, and underline or write down words or passages that you don't understand, and go back after your reading and just do a wee bit more study and learn what words have maybe confused you or you don't understand. Also, with the printout, if you use the printout to follow along, after each day of reading, underline or highlight or score out the passage in the plan. And this will help motivate you as you know where you are going on the next day. And if you use this system, it will take you 3 months to read. And you can read the Bible 4 times a year. If you keep doing this for 3 months, read it right through, and every 3 months, 4 times a year, it's a great for retaining passages of scripture. I have dyslexia, and so the repetition over short continuous patterns of reading helps me to retain some passages of the Bible. With using the chronological plan, it's going to give you confidence to find books of the Bible easier, to find and open up. I find, as an early Christian, I found it was nothing worse than flicking through pages of the Bible in church when the minister or pastor gives the reading of the sermon and you're trying to look through the pages of the Bible flicking through to find the books, and you feel like everyone is looking at you, but this will give you confidence to flick through the Bible and find the chapters, the books of the Bible you need. And don't be ashamed or afraid if you can't read the whole reading in one sitting. Spread it out through the day, like in morning time, lunch time, and evening time. You don't have to be fixed on reading it all together. You can spread it out during the day. And when you're done reading, it's important to pray again, thanking God for what you have learnt and what He has spoken to you about. And this is really important. And lastly, I hope you will be blessed by this reading plan. I'm sure you will find other reading plans that are online with 90 days that you can take from, right from Genesis right through to Revelation. And this is just as precious to use. So I hope this PDF file will help you. And print it off and fold it in your Bible. And hopefully it will be a valuable tool in your walk with the Lord. Okay, thank you.